KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Good evening. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, and we're streaming online at kfai.org. And this is Health Notes from the Hearts of a Natural Woman, and I'm Kinshasa. We're talking about an important new book and an important event that's coming up soon. Let's start with the book. It's The Complexion Companion, a holistic guide to skincare as self-care. Maggie Miley Kelly is our guest this evening on Health Notes. Hello, Maggie. How are you?
Hello, Kinshasa. Doing so well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Tell us about you. What qualifies you to write a book about holistic skincare? When I first saw skincare as self-care, I was thinking, wow, that's a mouthful of a question, but tell us about you and skincare as self-care.
I have been a licensed esthetician for almost 30 years. I've been super fortunate and blessed to have had a lot of jobs over the years working in the self-care, skincare industry. So I have owned and operated my own skincare spa for about 13 years. I'm also a registered yoga and meditation instructor as well. So I kind of like the whole blend of thinking about the person as a whole system and all of the systems within kind of interconnected. I've just noticed over the years how people are affected and their skin and complexion is affected by things like stress, nutrition, hormones, genetics, all of the root causes for the changes in the skin. I wrote this book as kind of an answer to a lot of the recurring themes and conversations that I was having with my clients. What's true for one person isn't always true for another person. So that makes it really hard to write a book and put things in writing as if it's one truth and just a statement that is a blanket statement. So I wanted to find a way to convey that skincare is experimentation, but it's also just a form of self-care. And I found that taking really good care of your skin opens the door to taking really good care of your whole self. I have found, and maybe you found the same thing, that when you start to incorporate your good habits, that other good habits become easier to keep on track and maintain. So that was kind of the idea. And then I found that another demographic that seemed interested in my book, besides my clients, were esthetician students. I started speaking to esthetician students around town at a few different programs. One of the places that I was going was St. Paul College. At the time, the instructors that were running the program let me know that they were expanding the program and had a need for more instructors. So I've been teaching aesthetics there for about 3 years now as well.
What is the biggest challenge that new estheticians have in the business? Is it a one-size-fits-all?
Oh, no, it's not. I would say that it's a pretty challenging business to create a very successful practice in, because things are expensive. You know, building and retaining a clientele isn't easy, as you know. It takes time. It takes the building of relationships. There is a lot of options for people. People have competing obligations and commitments for their time, energy, financial situation, all of that kind of comes into play. And then also for these estheticians, just figuring out what they would like to specialize in, what they really want to focus on and work on. I think it's really challenging. And one thing that I have found just in working with lots of students is that there are some people that will succeed no matter what they decide to do. They just have that mindset. They have the drive. And whatever they decide to focus their energy on is going to take off and they're going to succeed. And then there are other people that, you know, kind of have a maybe a thing, few things stacked against them, and they're going to have a harder time. This is just one of those things where it takes a lot of things working in harmony to really make it a successful endeavor.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking about the new book, The Complexion Companion, a holistic guide to skincare as self-care. You start out your book by talking about the basics of skincare. Share that with us. What are the basics of skincare?
I always like for people to kind of, you know, when we're starting a conversation, for people to understand what the functions of the skin really are. What is the skin really doing? Sometimes when talking with clients, they're not so interested in the science of it, but it helps for people to understand why they should care and why they can start with their self-care as a whole with their skincare and with a simple skincare routine. So we can talk about basics in a couple different ways, like what are the basics of the skin science, and then what are the basics of a skincare routine. I'd like to kind of figure out where we're starting. What actually is your skin? What is the purpose your skin is serving? How is our skin communicating what's going on inside in the deeper levels? And how to take care of your skin in a very simple and basic way, because it can get much more complicated. There's a lot of treatments out there, and I think people do get overwhelmed. So I like to kind of start with, you know, here's the functions of your skin, and here are some simple ways to take care of it if that's all you wanted to know. And then we can go deeper and in so many different directions.
You know, the beautiful thing is that you talk about scars, you talk about black and brown skin, you talk about a scale, the different kinds of scars that we can get. You know, certainly when you're talking about scars in the face, and I know that you have a really beautiful, extensive chapter on the ingredients that we're putting on our skin, but are there things that we can put on our face that are natural and that aren't poisoning us, that can help to fade darkening in areas or fade scars on our skin?
There are a number of ingredients, and also nutrition can play a part. So we can support our skin health and accelerate healing. So I kind of think that's kind of the lens I like to approach healing through, is how do we support the skin? Because our whole system wants to be healing, wants to kind of be in the trajectory of healing. So if we do everything we can to support, I like to also keep it very simple. So one thing I tell everybody for scars, I mean, there are products out there that you could buy, and they will have a complex blend of ingredients that work well. But even just vitamin E, you know, that was kind of one of the old school remedies of making sure that your skin didn't, you know, scar in a bad way. You could just pop open those vitamin E capsules and put that straight vitamin E on. And that's how I grew up treating anything that looked like it might be a scar. And that works really well, too.
In chapter 2, you talk about self-love. What does self-love have to do with the way our skin looks?
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite chapter, actually, because as humans, we sometimes have a hard time naturally feeling good about the way we look. We are so self-critical. We have that kind of inner critic. And of course, you know, we're growing up around people that are not impeccable with their words. And, you know, maybe we hear something that insults our sense of self or their sense of, you know, how we look and how we feel about the way we look. I think it has everything to do with how we show up, with the energy that we bring, the energy that we put into our own self-presentation. There's some things that we're just born this way, that we don't have the control over, but we all have kind of our best version of ourselves. But we have to care enough about ourselves to tap into that and to be committed to working on ourselves in a loving way and just treating ourselves with the best possible care, which I just believe that the best possible care of ourselves makes it possible to show up and care for other people, to care for our responsibilities, obligations, and interests. I think it has everything to do with it. And I think that loving ourselves has to really do with our state of health. Mm. You know, the kind of that mental and emotional piece. When we're not feeling good about ourselves, we're kind of then like navel gazing and in ourselves. And, you know, we can see when we meet up with people that are not feeling good about themselves, it shows. Would you agree that we have to be really committed to that loving ourselves to even take the steps to care for ourselves so that, you know, we look our best and then we feel good about the way we look?
I really appreciate how you included Louise Hay's mirror work and Miguel Ruiz's work, The Four Agreements, which are so important. And for those who are listening, The Four Agreements is to, number one, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions, and always do your best. When I think about not taking anything personally, if someone is being rude or disrespectful, I remind myself that that's the way that they're talking to themselves. It has very little to do with me and everything to do with themselves. You're absolutely right. The scowl on your face becomes permanent.
There's nuance and there's the balance, because another thing that is true is that we do affect each other. You know, we are affected. So we have to become, I think, so consciously aware that balance of not taking things personally, the way someone else is acting. It is about them. People's actions are always because of them, not because of another person. And at the same time, we are all out here kind of interacting and affecting each other in ways, you know, subtle or not. And I think that's why the first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. It talks a lot about the way you talk to yourself, the way you talk about yourself. Also remembering that your words do matter and other people are picking up on your words, like children. They're internalizing the voices and the words of their parents and other caregivers and other children. The system is all connected. It's all a holistic system. That's why I included the work of both of those authors. You brought up Louise Hay, and I love the mirror work, and it is kind of, you know, cheesy and corny. And I talk about in my book how our generation, we had that character, Stuart Smalley. And, you know, he would say, he was like on Saturday Night Live, and he would say, okay, everyone, you know, we're going to say this. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And people like me. And, you know, we would laugh at that. How would it change the way we all interact if we actually did take time to look at ourselves in the mirror and just kind of say, you know, I love you. I accept you. You know, for who you are. And I think doing that for ourselves makes it easier to do that for other people. So I do that work, you know, because I'm working with students. They're at a point in their lives where they're coming from all kinds of different situations, and they're in the beginning of their career, in the beginning of a journey. And that is a stressful place to be, I have learned by, you know, from working with them. I just realize my role, it is to teach them about the skin and clients and, you know, business in this industry, but also just to really encourage them that they have someone that believes in them and their ability to make it work if it's what they really want to do.
We're talking about the important new book, The Complexion Companion, a holistic guide to skincare as self-care. Maggie Miley Kelly is our guest this evening on Health Notes. What are the best and the worst habits that we have for our skin?
The best habits, in the nutshell, are, number one is just to be consistent in your skincare routine, because I think as a whole system, we are creatures of habit. We thrive on consistency. I use the analogy about going to the dentist a lot. If you go to the dentist once or twice a year, that's not enough for your oral care. you have to have a consistent routine of brushing your teeth and flossing your teeth and making sure that you're doing all of that. And it's similar to the skin in the same way. We want to cleanse, exfoliate, protect. So the next one is wearing sunscreen daily. Everybody needs sunscreen. The damaging rays of the sun can get us even through the clouds. That's a great idea, just at least for the face. We also need vitamin D. So I do recommend for people to go outside in the morning light. So kind of to greet the sunrise, that allows the body to produce vitamin D, but we don't need to be out there in the hot blazing sun. Sleep. That is another thing. It's like we can call it beauty sleep. It's also brain sleep, heart health sleep, weight management sleep, prevention of disease like dementia, hydration, hydration inside and out. So taking in enough hydrating fluids, water, herbal tea are pretty much your best bet. Eating fruit and vegetables to hydrate, and then using a good moisturizer on the outside and the surface of the skin. Nourishing your skin with antioxidants from the inside and out. Again, that it comes through nutrition. Using topical vitamin C is a great way for the outside of the skin, and eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, drinking green tea, things like that for internal antioxidant cell protection. And then I also have as my best habits are smile, laugh, and sweat. You know, making sure that you're moving, making sure you're smiling. Again, kind of we're all being affected by each other. So if we can lift spirit, you know, I think that's also one of the best skincare habits. Meditate and visualize, really thinking about where you want to go, how you want things to be, taking time to, you know, set intentions about those things and working toward it. Managing stress and then not picking at your skin. Start with the best. And then some of the worst habits, I think, you know, we also know, and I like to also say, you know, everything we learned, everything we really need to know, we learned in kindergarten, and kind of the same thing with these habits. Keeping it very simple, but, you know, smoking, too much sun exposure, sleep deprivation, too much screen time, too much sugar, those are among the worst habits. Unchecked stress levels and not having skills for managing stress, that's also a bad habit that is going to wreak havoc on your complexion and the way you look.
You know, I've heard varying thoughts about using soap to clean our face. What do you say about that?
With different kind of products and ingredients, again, you know, not everyone will have the same outcome. Some people can kind of use anything on their skin and they're going to be fine. So part of, you know, making recommendations is I always talk to people about what have you been doing? What do you like? No one is forced to change something that is working, you know, in my book and in my treatment plans. Soap, like a bar soap or even like a pump soap, can be kind of stripping on the skin. It can strip away the natural oils. You know, some people, their skin is not going to look as best by using soap. I think there are other, I recommend like a cleanser that is designed for the skin. That's a better way to go. You're not going to be stripping all of the natural oils off.
Got a shop, studio, food truck, or side hustle with soul? KFAI loves small businesses that keep the Twin Cities vibrant. Underwriting with us gets your name out to listeners who care about showing up, buying local, and spreading the word.
Underwriting with KFAI is not just support, it's connection. Let's grow something good together. Learn more at kfai.org/underwriting.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by Health Partners. Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical, prescription drugs and dental, plus many extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment and Health Partners depends on contract renewal. More information at healthpartners.com/oneplan.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Culture Center presenting The Wild Woods Thursday, October 23rd. The Wild Woods hailing from Lincoln, Nebraska are touring with their latest release, Dear Minnewark. From their close harmony vocals to their traditional Americana instrumentals, the Wild Woods dance on the line between genuine folk and indie pop. Opening the show is St. Paul's own Emmy Woods. More information about the Wild Woods is available at thecedar.org.
We're talking about the new book, The Complexion Companion, a holistic guide to skincare as self-care. One other thing that I'm wondering about your thoughts about, and that's exfoliants. I've heard that exfoliants can create little holes in the skin, I guess in terms of the ones that you buy and put on your face. I don't know if that's true in terms of like the exfoliant sponges. What are your thoughts on that?
So definitely exfoliation is a good part of skincare that everyone should be exfoliating, but there are gentle ways. There are products with enzymes that include like honey or papaya or papaine, all of these enzymes that gently digest and dissolve that top layer of dead skin and reveal a more youthful, glowing skin. There are chemical and mechanical exfoliation, physical, mechanical, or chemical. The enzymes would fall under the category of the chemical. So that works by dissolving that top layer. The exfoliants that have that kind of abrasive feel to them, that can create little tiny tears in the skin. Yeah, and some people's skin can take a lot more of that kind of treatment, and some people, they'll kind of mess up their skin barrier, the protective barrier, by being too aggressive with exfoliant. My approach is usually to gently exfoliate. When I have people come in for a professional treatment, like a facial or a peel, I use a variety. So I do have some scrubs. I have some acid peels, which sounds scarier than it is, but fruit acids, lactic acid, which comes from milk, you know, those are also exfoliating and nourishing at the same time. Those ingredients can kind of help deal with different skin conditions and concerns.
At the end of this chapter, you say, number one, be consistent with your skincare routine. Number two, apply sunscreen daily, get enough sleep. Number three, number four, hydrate inside and out. Number five, nourish your skin with antioxidants inside and out. Number six, smile, laugh, and sweat. I love it. Number seven, meditate and or visualize. Number eight, manage your stress. Number nine, no picking your skin. As African Americans, we tend to think that we don't need sunscreen because of the melanin. And certainly I have heard that sunscreen has a lot of poisons in them. Share with us your thoughts about sunscreen.
Yes.
And the best ones to use.
Thank you for asking, because I think that this is still a kind of an ongoing conversation and, you know, can be a controversial topic. You know, there are certainly some sunscreen ingredients that are now kind of being banned and being advised against, and those are the chemical sunscreens. So a physical sunscreen that includes like zinc is probably the best. That's the safest one. So using a zinc-based sunscreen is recommended. It is a myth that black skin doesn't need any protection and that there's no risk for skin cancer. So in fact, what can end up happening is, because that's the belief, a lot of times it's not found or detected until much later stages. It may be true that there is fewer instances. It's not true that it's not a risk at all. And the zinc, that's something that can help. It is true that, you know, having more active melanocytes, those are the pigment cells, the melanin, that is a little more protective, but that does not completely, that doesn't make you completely safe from a risk of skin cancer. Because people believe that, even people in the medical field, they may also kind of have that belief. I think that we've found over the years, we've heard over the years, there's a lot of things that, a lot of misconceptions about that there's this different biology. And then there's a lot of instances where I think the Black community is not getting medical care to the level of white counterparts because of these beliefs that they don't have the same risks, that they don't have the same pain tolerance, that there's something different that does not require the same amount of care.
When people are getting physicals, probably looking for skin cancer in us is not anything that is a part of their regimen either.
The dermatology field in general, for anyone, I don't think that getting a skin cancer screening is usually covered by insurance. Some people might need a referral to a specialist. It's not covered as a prevention, you know, for many plans. So, you know, to take that extra step and, you know, make sure that people are getting that done, that is something that I think isn't happening quite as often as it should. Just like people, you know, being proactive about getting their skin care checks, getting their full body skin checks. I work with clients all the time, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose anything, but I have the conversation on a regular basis to explain to people why they need a full body skin cancer check, where they can get that done, how to kind of navigate some of the phone calls, because it can take 6 months to get an appointment. With some clinics, I let people know if you call and say that there is a spot that you have a concern about, you can tell them that you had a facial and that your facialist let you know that this mole or this spot was a little bit concerning, because then they're more likely to get people to come in sooner because they want to catch that if there is something. So things like that. So I meet a lot of people both in my practice and at St. Paul College, when our students are bringing in their friends and family to work on them. As an instructor, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, people's skin, their face, their back, arms. So I have this conversation all the time where I ask people, have you had a full body, you know, skin cancer screening? If not, I just say, this is not to alarm you. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose, but I do see a few spots that I recommend that you get checked out. Here's how you might go about, you know, calling, the things that you can say to make sure that they see you as soon as possible. Sometimes people in our industry, skincare specialists, hair stylists, massage therapists, manicurists, are the first people to see some of those concerning spots. I think it's important for us to get training on how to have that conversation with our clients to let them know that they should go in and have things checked out. Mm.
The Complexion Companion is what we're talking about this evening on Health Notes, a holistic guide to skincare as self-care. Maggie Miley Kelly is our guest this evening. You should sit in meditation for 20 minutes a day, unless you're busy. Then you should sit for an hour. Zen saying. Talk to us about meditation and yoga.
Okay, well, I went through a yoga teacher training program through Core Power Yoga in 2008. I just love the practice. I think it's a really good way to keep your body, mind, and spirit kind of connected and healthy. I'm a huge believer in meditation. I find that the way the world is now, there is so much going on, so much chaos, so much confusion, so much misinformation, division, and it can be kind of overwhelming. So that voice in our minds, like the monkey mind, can start to get really loud and jumpy. I have kind of started to experience that as like, if there's like a speeding up, and that kind of gives you that feeling like, it's like you're crawling out of your skin, kind of. So I teach this to my students, to my son, to some of my the children in my life, just kind of how to start to slow down, can reconnect to the breath. So really just a simple bringing your attention back to your breath and slowing down, kind of coming back into your body is just a way to remind you to move forward, you know, kind of with a sense of calm. And, you know, we can only do so much, and we can't really do anything about all of the madness that's going on outside of us. So we have to only deal with the madness going on within us. So that's why, you know, I think of meditation, yoga as really good tools for self-care, just to kind of remember, like, we are the one thing in life we can control. As I was listening to the Hamilton soundtrack, and there's a song called Wait For It, and that's what, you know, kind of, he yells it out, is like, I am the one thing in life I can control. It's a good reminder. So those are a few tools to kind of, you know, remind us of that. And I love yoga because it's a practice that uses just only our own body weight for strengthening, flexibility, you know, toning muscles. And also it's kind of a way to work with your mind and kind of that self-mastery. So that can all be done right on your mat.
I certainly see why you talk about skincare as self-care, as this is holistic practice that you're talking about. Is acne just a problem for teenagers?
No. Unfortunately, acne can be a problem for all age ranges. I mean, or many age ranges, usually not for smaller children. And you would hope that there's a time when you would grow out of it. But that's just not true for everyone. Technically, acne is a skin condition that is characterized by the presence of an acne bacteria. So not all breakouts are acne, actually. It is true that breakouts can happen at any age and stage. And one thing I like to talk with my clients and my students about is kind of this idea of like zones of the faces or face mapping. It's not a perfect science. However, we all kind of know, I mean, at least as women, we usually know that when we're close to our cycle, we'll be breaking out mostly around the chin and the jawline, because that's the area of the face that represents and is kind of connected to the reproductive system. Different areas of the face, wherever you might have inflammation, so acne is also an inflammatory condition, so different areas of the face will present with these different inflammation, and you could kind of say, you know, that makes sense about what's going on internally. So around the mouth is like the digestive area when people have, you know, kind of breakouts or stuff going on in their complexion around their mouth. A lot of times it's connected to something going on like in their gut, for example. So I don't know if you want to talk more about that, because you and I were started to talk about the gut health and how it's connected to skincare, which I also find is like one of the most interesting topics, skincare conversation. And I think we were going to just, if I could kind of go to the gut, brain, skin axis, we were talking about that. Can
absolutely.
I just throw
please,
a little,
please.
Basically the gut brain axis, I think more people may have kind of heard about that, and just how the nervous system and the gut are connected by a system of nerves, and they communicate, because, you know, they say that kind of the gut is like the second brain. You know, the main brain in our head is connected to what's going on internally in the gut. And the skin is kind of a part of that too. It's all part of the, you know, the neural network. It's also connected to the reproductive system. So we know, you know, that whatever we might do on a medical scale. So when we go to the doctor, the dermatologist, for a skincare condition, and they prescribe something like an antibiotic or a medication for to treat the skincare condition, there are concerns with the digestive system, the nervous system, and the reproductive system. It's all affected, which is also just, I think, more evidence about how we need to be thinking about everything as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, oh, you know, I can take this medication and clear up my acne. Well, that might be true, but also that means now we're going to start to think about your digestive health, your reproductive health, and your mental health, because that's all going to be affected by this approach.
It's true. And when, you know, the piece about the antibiotics, and so much of the allopathic community is that they kind of see the body like you see a car, and I'm going to fix this part as if one part isn't going to affect the other. And, you know, even one round of antibiotics, you're not only killing whatever bad bacteria that they're trying to kill, but you're killing the entire ecosystem of the body, and it takes anywhere from 6 months to a year to get that back. I mean, so you're talking about napalm for the gut. And so also, I mean, and even, you know, it's changing so much, they're not even saying that the gut is the second brain anymore. The first and the second brain are pretty much the same, because whatever's going on with the first brain is affecting the second brain, and whatever's going on with us emotionally is affecting our colon. It is so critical, and absolutely critical, as it relates to the hydration of the skin. And it's the most neglected part of our body, but the most important part of our body that there is. One would think that, seeing that our entire torso is colon, that maybe it has an important part to do with our wellness. And it's pretty critical. If the gut isn't right, then the skin can't be right. They are hand in hand. And as
exactly.
our bodies are eliminating toxins from the colon, they are eliminating them from the skin as well. As our listeners know, I'm a colon hydrotherapist. And from one colonic, the way that the skin looks when you come in to the way that the skin looks when you come out is entirely different. Being hydrated from the inside out is probably one of the most amazing experiences that you'll ever have. Yes, ma'am. It's the gut is incredibly, incredibly important. I'm going to ask you about something that we all talk about but probably know very little about, and what its causes are, and that's inflammation. Talk to us about inflammation.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So, and I thank you for asking about this. So inflammation, you know, just I think is going to mean different things in different parts of the body. So sometimes we can feel the inflammation through like a joint, you know, painful joint. Sometimes we can feel, you can see that sometimes someone looks a little bit red or kind of puffy. That could be an indication of some kind of internal inflammation. When it comes to the skin, there are inflammatory conditions such as eczema, rosacea, psoriasis. Acne is also considered an inflammation, or even hyperpigmentation can come about from the inflammation. So that darkening of the skin because the skin sent more pigment to an area for protection, that's kind of all an inflammatory response. Leaky gut. There was a lot of talk about leaky gut for a while there. And, you know, and people would say, oh, I have this leaky gut, or, you know, I think I have this leaky gut. And I thought, what is that? And then I learned, well, that's because when the colon is kind of deteriorating because of the SAD, standard American diet, then it can leak some of the, you know, kind of the stuff into the bloodstream, and then the body has an inflammatory response to try to deal with that. So mm-hmm. then the whole system is, I would say, inflamed, mm-hmm. you know, trying to put out the fires of, you know, the problems that are being caused by elements that are where they shouldn't be because the system wasn't strong enough to contain it. I mean, I think you can tell me if you agree with that statement. That's just kind of my basic understanding of what is happening is,
very good.
You know, when things are basically not contained because the structure has weakened areas. You know, so again, going back to the joints, if the joints, you know, kind of have this weakness or this pain, that's an inflammatory response. So, you know, again, it can show up in the skin in these different conditions as well.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by Health Partners. Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical, prescription drugs and dental, plus many extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment and Health Partners depends on contract renewal. More information at healthpartners.com/oneplan.
Support for KFAI comes from the Parkway Theater and Lounge, presenting the album release party of Samuel Wilbur, Thursday, October 30th. Minneapolis singer-songwriter Samuel Wilbur celebrates the release of his new album, Ivory Tower, joined by Megan Kreitler of Kiss the Tiger. Ivory Tower is a global collaboration recorded across four continents. His songs are about finding hope in a world that seems to be unraveling. Opening the show are The Cameras. More information about Samuel Wilbur's album release party is available at theparkwaytheater.com.
But there are some peptides that you can administer yourself a little shot subcutaneously, kind of into your fat tissue, and then it helps to support your body just then can take it and use it and help to kind of incorporate it into its own cell repair and in kind of a collagen production. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
We have someone that's going to, you know, talk about this at the event and how it works, how to, you know, find these type of products, because it's kind of becoming one of the next big things in skincare and self-care. And it kind of goes along with, like, you know how a lot of people are taking injections for, like, semaglutides and GLP-1s? Now, I am not doing that, but there's a company that they provide this. And so my focus is this peptide. So specifically, there's a peptide called GHK copper, and it's a copper peptide, and that's specifically for reducing inflammation, increasing collagen production, and for skin health, hair growth, and reducing inflammation and cellular repair.
Isn't that something?
So we'll have someone that's at the event to talk about that. And then there is a local company called Jane, and they make these low-dose cannabis gummies. So, like, not to get high, not to get a buzz, but to get the benefits. So the founder, her name is Michelle. She's going to also come and speak at the event about why she created this company after her journey with breast cancer and menopause and the benefits of the low-dose THC gummies. So we kind of have like a trifecta of talking about skincare ingredients, like high-quality clinical skincare. I'm going to have samples of the skincare products that I use in my practice. And we'll talk about these peptides, and we'll talk about this low-dose cannabis gummy and have samples for everybody to try.
I love it. How can people get signed up for this event? When you go to the website complexiontheheal.com, you'll find a link to this important event. Again, this event is now going to be online. So go to complexiontheheal.com to sign up for this important event.
Yesterday, alive, but the war is here to stay. So my love, Katharina and me, desire to take a last walk through the noise to the sea. Not to die, but to be reborn, away from a land so battered and torn. Such a mess. Every inch of her is a fighting mess. Giant pencil and lipstick tube shaped flames continue to rain and cause screaming pain and the Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as our feet find the sand and the sea. Is straight ahead. And they also said it's impossible for a man to live and breathe underwater. Forever was a main complaint. And they also threw this in my face. They said, anyway, you know good and well, it would be beyond the will of God and the grace of the king. Grace of the king.
So my darling and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment ever on journey. A machine as Dennis work played his part well, without a scratch on a body and we bid it farewell. Starfish and giant flumes greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take a last look at killing noise.
Warp the outer style. The outer style, outer style.
We'll be right back. Neptune champion games to an aqua world is so dear. Right this way smiles a mermaid. I can hear a ladder's full of cheer.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul.